Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we're starting with something a little light, looking for your help. 3 o'clock, though, we're going to lock in. Pistons, major media, major superstar, major rumor. And I'll be the first to tell you that despite being Mr. I want them to make a splash, I'm going to harpoon this idea. But we'll get to it. I think some of you will want to do it. We'll talk about it at 3. What we're starting with is simple. In the world of trade rumors, this one is as goofy as it gets, and yet it's everywhere. And it involves your Lions, and it involves Shedeur Sanders. You guys do what you want. There's no way I'd bring him in my building. There is a reason he went in the 5th round. Part of it is he's not that good at football. The other part of it is you get to a point in a draft, you cannot have a person with his profile, and as Rico said, with his loquacious father, holding a clipboard.
Dude,
it's a distraction.
The juice is just not worth the squeeze.
No. Look at Cleveland when they were told to take him by their owner. Everybody in the room looked like they wanted to just take a cyanide capsule.
Congratulations, Shedeur, you're a Brown.
And click.
Yay.
David, the ticket text, though, what are the early returns on this?
I think Shedeur Sanders would be an upgrade. Hooker has 6 snaps in the NFL. He is not young anymore. Take the trade as Roger in Huntington Woods.
Hendon Hooker was never young. Didn't he enter the league at 25 or 26?
Like 32 or something.
He was not 32 or 25. He was a little bit older.
He was Wilford Brimley.
He didn't have the bittis.
The bittis.
Close to retirement age, I believe. Right here, right now, I will trade for Sanders. If I'm only giving up Hooker in the 5th round, paid based on the facts. I think it's safe to say that Hooker can't play.
Okay, but for the people saying that they... 248-539-9797, because I really like to talk to some of these people. You do realize what comes with bringing Shedeur Sanders here is that Jared Goff has the game that he has in Houston, and our phone lines are going to be full of when are we going to put Shedeur in? Oh, my goodness. We need to upgrade our quarterback. This isn't working out. Goff can't get us over the hump. He's going to be a circus. That's what you're inviting here into Detroit. I just want to know. 248-539-9797. Are you sure you want the circus here?
This feels like a quote-unquote, we are desperate for clicks type article because I can't think of any reason we would trade for Shedeur Sanders.
And again, if it were one place, I would disregard it. It's everywhere, including, you know, I don't want to attach too much of, but some reputable places. I don't understand it. Like, why is this a thing?
It reminded me, you know, I thought it was like the Paul Skeens thing. Like, seriously, why? I was like, why are we talking about this? This doesn't make a lick of sense.
By the way, Hendon Hooker's 27. You know, David wasn't that off saying 32.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a difference.
Okay? NFL years, he's not far off.
It's a little bit of a difference. That means he got into the league, what, at 24?
But all right, hold on. So let's workshop this for a minute. Let's say that every website that's putting this out there, let's workshop through this. Is Shedeur Sanders a better long-term prospect than Hendon Hooker? Where you believe you bring him in, you have Goff, you're going to adjust Goff's deal. That's the other thing. Look, next year they're $10-12 million over the cap. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean anything because A, the cap will go up, and B, they're going to redo Goff's deal. Well, what does that mean? It means Goff, instead of having to have him 2 more years, you probably have him 3 or 4 more.
Right.
You move the money down the line. It makes it more of a problem
but
to get rid of him.
But that's the main reason why you're not going to go after Shedeur Sanders.
That's the point.
Because if you make the trade for Shedeur, you're saying that Goff's days are numbered. And when the deal is up, the deal is up. And you're going to try to trade him or release him. Or you're just going to pay him a ridiculous amount of money in that final
year. And there
year.
Is a part of me where it's like Holmes has done some wacky stuff. Like, remember the Trinity Benson hero arc? I don't know. Like, is this just Trinity Benson?
I never understood that. And he just kept bringing him back. Bringing him back. No, he's going to work this time.
This is the year.
This
Trinity Benson is gets the it year. Right. But let's hear from a few of the people. I'm fine talking about it. I don't understand it, but it's everywhere.
Because if you go after Shedeur Sanders, it's calling for the end of Goff because you're saying that this is going to be our guy, and it's the circus. The second. He's the quarterback. He represents everything that the Goff haters don't like. He ain't mobile. He ain't this. He ain't that. You know, he's a system quarterback. He's a game manager. All of those different things. Even though Shador's the same way, people. But he doesn't have a famous father. You're going to be inviting the circus if you bring him here.
Let's go to Marcus, 97.1. Marcus, what's going on, buddy?
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up with y'all?
How are you,
Mark? Hey, I've been following the show ever since the year Matt Stafford, and they was arguing should we bring back Matt Stafford or Dominican Sue.
Oh, my.
So that's why I think Lions are kind of SOL with hanging on the golf. I think bringing Shedeur here would put a for sure time clock on golf, and he needs to get pushed. He should have to worry about his position because he's the reason that the last 2 years they're not in the Super Bowl. So I'm all for the Shedeur thing. He's basically a black version of Goff. He's a pro-style quarterback, mm-hmm. can make all the throws, and he's going to bring jersey sales, all of the above, and is going to definitely put a clock on Goff. Goff is the weakest link. If we would have had Brock Purdy in that 49ers game, we would have won that game, period. To me, Goff, I am a Goff hater, so he should be playing Goff. Not in the NFL no more.
All right, and listen, I respect the
Flacco or somebody.
I respect that you have said what's on your heart, that you are a Goff hater. I can't be mad. You don't like the guy. You think he's the weak link. But man, trading for Shedeur Sanders, like guys, if you're in a Super Bowl window, forget about all the trade rumors and Sporting News and USA Today and all these websites. Forget about all of that. Mm-hmm. If you're in a Super Bowl window. And you don't want your quarterback, which I have no evidence of, but let's workshop it out. Man, you ain't trading for a guy like Shedeur Sanders. You're trading for a player.
True. But let me help out the people like Marcus, okay? I'm not for this, but, Mike, you've seen this before. If for you do make the trade, guessing you don't have to pay for a while is your quarterback, which means that Holmes can do what he loves to do the most. Pay all his other guys, keeps the band together because I don't have to pay the quarterback this amount of money. I got the guy on the rookie contract. So I can go out and break the bank with Aiden and I can bring in this guy and I can keep all of my players. I can keep Branch. I can keep Joseph. I can keep everybody because I'm not paying the QB. It would work the way Brad Holmes likes to do business. I don't agree.
I know none of us are advocating.
And for a lot of people, Marcus isn't the only one that believes, hey, Goff is the old and busted quarterback. You need the new age guy who could go out there, has mobility, can extend plays. We joke about mobile Goff season when he gets that one run for 5 yards.
And he does it beautifully, so watch your mouth.
Oh, yes. The best 5 yards ever.
Thank you.
Some say maybe even six.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Eric, 97.1. Eric, what's up?
What's up, y'all?
How are you?
I'm good, man. Like I was saying, I would be inclined to at least put it on the table if it freed up money to pick up somebody like Zadarius. And for the comment that I keep hearing, do we want to bring that circus here? Correct me if I'm wrong. There was a small choir singing the praises of Hendon Hooker as soon as we acquired him.
I wasn't one of them. I was not in that choir. I hated that draft pick. I'm just trying to, on the record, don't put that evil on me, Eric.
True. But I'm just saying, I picked up the noise from somewhere, and I listen to you guys daily.
You know who it is. You know who it is. It's Jim Costa.
Okay. We'll put it in his bag. But at the same time, man, it is intriguing. And at the same time, we don't have a backup of substance. Everybody, you just said it yourself. If Jared goes down, our season is over. So what would be the big problem with putting a guy like Shadur in that sold you some tickets, that sold you some jerseys, that got us some more public notoriety, which we could use? We're all loving that.
Because my answer is this. I'll give you an example, though. And I mean, Eric, I'm just shooting you straight. I would say this about Cam Ward. I would say it about Jackson Dart. I'll say it about Quinn Ewers, any of these rookie quarterbacks. My offhand answer is you won't win a game you start a rookie. You won't win a game. Now, you can bring up Jaden Daniels. That's a whole different thing. That's a young team. The system that was tailored for him, they hired the OC for him. You know, that is a different thing. And Washington was already decent. Now, if you're telling me, hey, we're going to put Shadur in, we're going to let him throw it 10 times a game, we're going to pound the rock. The point is your season's over regardless as it pertains to winning a Super Bowl. It's just over. It doesn't matter who
you get.
Could
it work here, though, with the Lions and all the toys that we have, the running backs, and the wide receivers, and the tight ends?
Here's where I'll let you answer it, because here's my answer. And again, if you're just tuning in and going, have Mike and Rico lost their ever-loving minds? No. This is everywhere on the internet that the Lions should trade for Shadur Sanders. Rico, here's what I want you to hearken to. I don't think he can play football.
Oh.
I don't think he's any good.
You're taking it to the next level.
I just don't think he's any good.
Am I kidding? People with garbage.
They ran a high school offense at Colorado. He held onto the ball way too long. He doesn't have an elite arm. He doesn't have elite mobility. That's before we get to the personality flaws. So for me, I don't get it. I'd rather start Kenny at this point. 248-539-9797. Put a beer helmet on him. Snap the ball.
I got you.
Yeah, look at that. Peak masculinity right there. We'll get more of the phone calls. We will get a football today. 3 o'clock. Serious trade conversation.
This isn't serious?
No, not for me. It's not. 97.1.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.